Well, a political earthquake with massive national implications. That was the verdict of ABC election analyst Casey Briggs on the outcome of the South Australian state election last night. As expected, the Labor Party under Premier Peter Malinauskas was returned to government, increasing its 2022 return of 27 seats to a projected 32 seats with 10 still in doubt. That's the best performance by SA Labor ever. But the story of the night was the rise of One Nation, increasing its vote by 19%. Up to 21.6% on current counting, and the obliteration of the Liberal vote down almost 17%. One Nation got the highest primary vote it's ever had since the 1998 Queensland state election, but is still yet to claim a single seat in the lower house. Joining us to discuss this political earthquake is the ABC's South Australian state political reporter, Leah McLennan. Welcome, Leah.
Hello.
How different is the political map of South Australia looking this morning?
Well, it's looking very different. I guess that the headline hasn't changed. Labor is still in charge. But in terms of who makes up the other seats in Parliament, you know, as you were outlining, that is very different. The Liberal Party appears to perhaps only be left with four seats in the lower house, and we're still waiting to see. There's some very complicated counts that will be going on, I think, into next week, but we're waiting to see if perhaps One Nation might get at least one lower house seat.
Yes, it's a funny mix, isn't it? Because in one sense, the result was very predictable, and yet there really were shockwaves going through the count last night. What's your analysis of the performance of One Nation on the current figures?
Look, it appears, and going by what we know at the moment, that perhaps even though they have done, you know, incredibly well, they've only ever had one seat in South Australian Parliament before, and that was a upper house seat at the last election that they gained. This year they've run in I think, almost every electorate, and they've polled on current counts well above 20% of the vote. From what we can see at the moment, it looks like that hasn't translated into lower house seats, or there are still one or two that they could win, but we're still taking a look at those. One of them is Hammond, which is a sort of near Adelaide seat that they're in a bit of a race for, but we'll need to do some complicated counting of preferences to find out if they can get that one. But they'll certainly have several seats in the upper house from this result.
Yes. What did you make of the One Nation performance in metropolitan areas in Adelaide? That seemed to be very surprising.
Yeah, I did see at one point they had polled essentially higher in, or I guess higher against the Liberal Party in metropolitan areas than they had in regional areas, which I think would have come as a surprise to most people. I think a lot of people thought perhaps their success was going to be largely in regional areas, but it seems that essentially everywhere, but particularly in those outer suburban seats, they've polled very well also. And I think in some of those, which Labor is going to pick up, in fact, Labor's going to pick up a few extra metropolitan seats off of the Liberal Party. But in some of those, it's essentially, I think, going to be a preference count between Labor and One Nation rather than Labor and the Liberals.
The Liberal Party tried to sort of cast last night's result as concerning for the major parties generally. But if you look at the Labor vote, there was, less than a 1% swing against them. What do you think the future of the Liberal Party is in South Australia after this result?
Look, it's going to be a huge challenge. That's an understatement, I think, for the Liberal Party. They've essentially been decimated. I mean, in some ways, I think that they're probably feeling better than they thought they might, because there were some early polls that saw them having no seats in the lower
house. Yeah, it seemed like a bit of expectation management. They were saying, well, people said we were going to get zero, so we got four, even though we used to have about 13. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think, you know, in some ways that's might be seen as a good result because the expectation was so low, but still I think that might be an extreme low point for the Liberal Party here in South Australia. They've obviously had a troubled few years. I'm sure your listeners are aware of some of the things that are happening, but you know, their former leader David Speirs quit. Photos emerged of him snorting a white powder, and he was eventually convicted on drugs charges. And there's been other things that have happened over this term and the previous one, with things like abuse of a country member's allowance scheme and lots of other issues that that party has faced that left it essentially turning to Ashton Hearn, a first-term MP, as their leader just a couple of months out from the election. I think, I was watching, obviously, as I'm sure a lot of people were, the ABC's election broadcast, which had Senator Anne Rustin on the panel, and she couldn't say enough good things about Ashton Hearn. And I think if you had a look at Ashton's concession speech last night, it was, I think, roundly described as gracious, but also very upbeat. So I think, you know, she's going to try and bring the energy that she has to these last few months of the campaign to the next 4 years and try to resurrect the Liberal Party, essentially, is the task that she's got over the next 4 years in South Australia.
Yes, it was an extraordinary night, and definitely we always speculate on federal implications after a state poll, but this one certainly does seem to have really significant implications. Leah McLennan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Sunday Extra.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's South Australian state political reporter for the ABC, Leah McLennan. And it was interesting that Premier Peter Malinauskas, as well as making a point of acknowledging the concession call he received from One Nation's Corey Bernardi, by the way, who declined our invitation to come on the show this morning. Peter Malinauskas also read a poem by Henry Lawson, which is something of a first for politics, as far as I can recall, last night as part of his victory speech. On Sunday Extra, it is 18 minutes past 7.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.